好，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛 ，everyone。
好像已经三个月的样子，是吧
？It seems it has been 3 months since my last talk。
但是我们这一个好像要听好几年才能够听懂的哈。
But nevertheless, my talk need to be, you have to listen to several years to understand my talk anyway。
这个心中的妈妈，哎，我知道有些人都花3年才听懂哈。
So I have a famous quote that the, your mother in your mind is not your real mother. Quote, you know, for people to understand, it takes several years.
听懂以后，然后又知道怎么实践，会对你很有用啊。
Once you understand and know how to practice that quote, it will be very useful for you.
有一天你妈妈死了以后，你就 OK 了。
Then one day when it's time for your mom to pass away, it will be okay for you.
我记得我妈妈就是送进焚化炉的时候，在拉出来的时候变一堆灰的时候，我大概挣扎大概1分钟而已。
I remember when my mom passed away and we sent to the funeral place to be cremated, and when her body was sent in and when all the ashes were out, it only shocked me for a minute.
因为我知道说我妈妈可能在旁边，我看不到而已。
Because I know my mother is still around, probably she's just next to me, it's just I couldn't see her.
但即使我看到那个也不是妈妈。
And even I could see her, that is still not my mom.
可以听懂吗？
Can you understand?
So she's you can't see her, so she's there.
Right. So Robert's Pusa question is, 观音法师的妈妈就在旁边，但是他观音法师看不到他。
我想说，即使我妈妈出现在旁边，那个也不是我妈妈。
Yeah. 那个你是说？Yeah. So 观音法师 meant even the consciousness, it's not the soul, but it's, you know, the body is already cremated, but the soul, whatever consciousness, the continuous consciousness, even some people call ghost, even you can, Guo Yinfashi can see the ghost, the ghost form is not her mother.
Not ghost, the consciousness.
Consciousness.
Spiritual consciousness. No. Even you can.You can see him, you can talk with him, is not real mother or real, because it's a form, not a Buddha nature. Buddha nature is a true person.
Yeah. 所以观音法师说，如果就是虽然那个身体没有了，他的神识即便是在旁边，你能看到他跟他说话的话，他是还不是你真正的妈妈。
对，所以像有一些人，他们可以跟灵体沟通哦。那一个很关键点，他会认为人体那个形象是真正的人。
So some people can communicate with spirits. There's one key factor is they still consider body as the true people. Consider spirit as the true people.
对，但是我们现在要讲了，因为讲这个部分是要讲真正的我是那一个无形无相的空心佛心。
Because we want to emphasize here, the true self is formless, the Buddha, the emptiness, and the Buddha nature, is the true mind.
所以，我看禅宗的那个祖师的那个对话常看到就是那些灵界众生鬼神。 他们找不到就是禅师。
So I often read in patriarchs, ancient patriarchs dialogue that those spirits, ghosts cannot find patriarchs, the ancient patriarchs.
我们叫做法身无相，无不相。
That's because that's so-called the true body, the Dhammakaya, or the reality body, is formless, is neither formless nor having form.
也就是说，我们每个人的法身，就真正的我们是不会死的，但是我们用法身执着这个会暂时产生的一个色身当成我。
Because the true body of the self or Dhammakaya will never die. But the problem is we just attach to this physical body and take it as I, as a self.
也就是说，不是我们这个身体可以讲话，我们这一个眼睛可以看，是心透过眼睛看，听透过身体在动来动去，可那个心其实才是真正我们的自己。那当你有一天你这个形体就坏掉了以后，你不会回到法身，你又要去执着另外一个在产生的身体，我们叫神识。
So most people would think this physical body can see and hear, can do a lot of things, but actually it is the mind that can use this body to see, to hear, to do a lot of things. So once this physical body dies away, For most people who don't practice, the mind won't return to the true mind. Instead, it will attach to another form. So that's what we call the consciousness.
所以有些人，比如说他们在医院哦，可能就看到他浮在半空中，有没有？然后看到护士在那边啊开刀，然后就是医生在开刀，然后在上面。那你假如你有这种经验啊，你就很清楚了。哎，有一个被我看到的一个身体在那边被医生开刀，那有一个什么浮在空中的那个什么的一个，有时候我们叫神识，其实那个。对我们来讲还是算神识，因为它还是有一个什么，有一个地方也是在身体的上方，是不是？它算不算法身？不是。
So for some people, may have this experience, and if you have this experience, you certainly understand it, that, for some people in the hospital, their consciousness will floating above and watching.The doctors and nurses are performing procedures on that physical body. And what would you call that consciousness? That's not the true mind, that's not the Dhammakaya, but it's what we call consciousness.
我昨天碰到有一个菩萨，他说他在开刀的时候，他痛死了，然后他叫，就医生只是看到他就是什么，就他打麻醉并没有什么全部把他麻得不省人事，他还是知道他叫，但是医生是看到他是什么，就是很难就不乖就对了，看到那一个因为在痛的时候他就这样叫，可是他在叫啊，他以为医生听到，那事后这个医生说，我们只看到你这样就是不合作，就是这样子哈，就是你那一个身体会什么会动，那他是讲说我叫在痛，你怎么都没有，怎么都一直那一个，我我 我没有被你麻醉啊，我痛啊，这是一个，那你就可以就是可以知道说，你这个身体是被你认知的一个现象。
So yesterday someone shared experience with me that when she was undergoing surgery, it was so painful that she was screaming and shouting, that may be because anesthesia didn't work well. But her doctors and nurses would, from their account, that's quite different. They only said that she showed she was struggling, she wasn't cooperative, but they didn't hear her shouts.
所以我们对大部分人对这个我们这个心的那种无穷尽的功能不太清楚，只是知道身体是我，感觉是我。
So, you know, that story, that experience shows the body is really the object to be recognized, to be aware. And for most people, they don't really understand the unlimited functions, the wondrous functions of the mind. Instead, they took the physical body as a self.
所以这边在讲就是说，你真正要就是我们说的开花智慧慈悲，事实上就是要认识到就是真正的你，就是那一颗无形无相的佛性，那它有无穷尽的功能。
What we want to say here is, in order to reveal the wisdom and the compassion, you have to understand the true self is that the formless Buddha nature.
那我们现在还是回到我们这一个神慧禅师悟经的那个文这个语录里面显宗记我们
Now let's return to we left last time in the Master Shen Hui's illuminating the principle.
我们好像上一次是9月28号是不是？我可能你没忘记了我一查9月28号，总共讲了16次我们是从2012年8月2013、2014、2022年多了才讲16次而已今天是。7次，我准备再讲3次就把它讲完了。
So as some of you may remember, I started back in, back on September 28th, 2012. So to now it's been 16 times of the talks. Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. So the last talk, as you remember, the last talk was on September 28th, 2014. And I started this series of talk back in August 2012. So till now, it's been 16 times. And then it takes more than 2 years. And this time will be the 17th series of lecture on this poem. And I will continue for 3 more talks to finish this Shen Hui, Master Shen Hui's Illuminating the Principle poem. So I'll read the lines of the poem for you. First line they were going to talk about is because Prajna is able to establish Nirvana, it is called the knowing and the seeing of the Tathagatas.
这里面的意思就是我们有心经有没有？观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空。 然后不一切苦，然后一直到后面哈，然后什么，然后什么，然后这个什么什么什么是大涅槃，有没有？哎，波罗经有没有讲涅槃？那个好，相当于那一个部分啊。
So here, you may recall that in the Heart Sutra, it starts saying that when Bodhisattva was crossing the deep Paja Paramita, she perceived that all five skandhas are empty, therefore transcending all sufferings. So here they mentioned Prajna and the Nirvana.
也就是说你用般若的智慧心啊去操作一切，那你就能够就是跟涅槃相应，那用这样的心去操作，那叫做就是如来的什么的知见，所以如来知见就是如来的的一个心态，也不是心态，见解，对不对？就如来的那一种见解，啊，不是认知。
Right. So here it means, if you can function, if you can function the wisdom of Prajna.Which will be in accordance with Nirvana, then you will have the same right views as all Buddhas.
也就是说，我们这颗心其实它也叫做般若的心。那你这颗心操作般若的模式，那你就会得到涅槃。但是我们用这颗波罗的心操作愚痴的模式啊，那就我们产生这个三界的流转。
So, it means that, you know, even though all sentient beings has Buddha nature, but how do you choose to operate it? It's different. So if you use your Buddha nature, and operate it in the mode of Paja Paramita, in the mode of Prajna, the wisdom of Prajna, then you will get to Nirvana. But if you use your Buddha nature to operate in the mode of delusion and ignorance, then you will continue to be bound in the three realms.
我们这颗般若的心啊。其实我们是把它丢在粪坑里面。
So, even though we all have Buddha nature, the Prajna, the wisdom Prajna, but we never use it and throw it in toilet.
所以禅宗有一句话，他说，在水中，有好几个称语，有讲说，在水边渴死啊，水边。在水的旁边渴死啊，那另外一个是在水中渴死啊，这个水中渴死是比较正确一点啊。
So there is saying in Chan school that you died of thirst in water.
那这一个好像是《法华经》的样子，叫做说。有一个穷人，然后他里面藏着一个什么，一个宝珠，但是他不知道，一直很穷的。
And also, there's a story in the Lotus Sutra, that a very poor people, you know, actually in his clothes, within his clothes, there's a precious pearl inside.
你们相不相信你有这颗宝珠
？Do you believe you all have this precious pearl？
你相信 就是这颗宝珠，你不相信也是这颗宝珠，有没有听懂？
So some people are nodding. If you believe, then you do have this precious pearl. And if you do not believe, you still have this precious pearl. Do you understand?
我再讲另外一种啊，你相信有宝珠，你也是用这颗宝珠相信这个宝珠。你不相信宝珠，也是用这颗宝珠来相信宝珠。那个宝珠就是佛性啦、啊。有没有听懂
？So let me explain further that, if you choose to believe that you have this precious pearl, you are actually using this precious pearl to believe that you have this precious pearl. So if you choose not to believe this precious, you have this precious pearl.You are still using this precious pearl to choose not to believe you have this precious pearl. Because the precious pearl is really referring to the Buddha nature.
譬如说说我非常痛苦对不对哈你是不是用你的宝珠或是用你这个佛性在讲我非常痛苦是不是那你是不是用你这一个宝珠用你这个佛性去感觉痛苦的感觉对不对
So for example, when you say I'm suffering, are you using this Buddha nature, the precious pearl to say I'm suffering, to use this Buddha nature to perceive that you're suffering?
然后他说清华是跟我甘露你是不是用你这颗宝珠然后去讲这个情话是跟我甘露这句话
And then you come to ask法师 's help. Aren't you also using this precious pearl to ask 法师 's help?
这样吗清楚就是你是不是用你的心哦西方人大概没有这个名西方人应该没有这个名称西方人就是用我啊对不对是不是让我们想说那个我能够讲我这个字的那一个既有讲我讲这句话的功能那一个我们叫做宝珠叫做佛性叫做真心
So for Westerners they may not have this concept they probably just use the word I self but the ability to say I self that is a precious pearl
那我们为什么我们这个宝珠会掉在那个粪坑里面？你们知道什么是粪坑吗？啊？
So why your precious pearl will fall into toilet, be covered by all the shit? Do you know why?
这个粪坑就是你所感知到的相叫做粪坑呢、啊、
Because all this shit covering the pearl are actually all the phenomena that you are perceiving.
当你感觉说我很痛苦这个痛苦这个字眼是不是有你这个宝珠或是你有你这个波罗的真心产生了这个字眼对不对那你除了产生这个字眼以外你自己心也会产生感觉你们会不会你们相不相信你的感觉是你由心产生的
So when you say I'm suffering do you believe that it is your that precious pearl to produce this word that I am suffering and at the same time produce a sensation of the suffering.
是啊这个就是这个心是你什么你晚上做梦就最清楚了晚上产生一个恐怖感觉是不是从这个心产生一个恐怖的感觉
And it's even clearer in your dreams.When you are afraid in your dreams, isn't your mind producing this fear sensation.
还有你看到一个美女啊，看到一个竟然，那产生欢喜心，是不是你产生的，还是美女给你的，竟然给你的？
And when you see a good-looking guy or good-looking woman, isn't the pleasure sensation created by your mind, or is that created by that man or woman?
如果有一个竟然美女欠你100万不还，你能够产生欢喜心吗？
If that good-looking man or woman actually owns you $1 million, will you still give rising to that pleasure sensation?
不会嘛？对，可这是不是你自产生的？但是呢，你看到美女，你会觉得是她给我舒服，对不对？是不是？不会啊，叫你娶老婆，为什么要选美的？
But still, when you see a good-looking woman, you still think that woman gives you that pleasure feelings. Some people say no, and then why would you choose a beautiful woman to be your wife?
所以我们大部分的时间，就是你看到什么，那产生一个好的感觉，坏的感觉，通常我们会认为是他让我产生的，是不是？有没有？都是你害的，有没有？
So most of the time, when we see something and when we give rise to the sensation of pleasing or non-pleasing, we usually attribute to the outside phenomenon. Says it is all because of you that makes me feel this way or that way.
其实正确的是你的心啊。你的心去感知，有时候我们叫做明，照明，我们去明这个对象，然后我们的心再去明我某一种舒服的感觉，或是明某一种的不舒服的感觉，然后我们的心又明一个念头，哇，它很好看，你又 糊出一个很好看的念头，啊，结果这三个东西是没有关系，你把它撮合起来。
So actually what's going on in your mind is really first your mind perceives an object, an outside phenomena, and then you give rise to a sensation of pleasing or non-pleasing, and then the last step is you give rise to a thought that, oh, this is good or this is bad. And actually these all three steps areNot connected at all, but you feel it's all connected.
然后再来是你心中明一个色相，你不会看到你明一个色相，你看到这是某某人，然后你明一个舒服的感觉，你不是看到你明一个舒，你自己明照明哈，或是感知一个舒的感觉。你会加入说我很愉快，是不是说不要把我加进去吗？就是你会把这个什么，把这个你明的一个感受，你会加入说这我觉得很舒服，那接下来产生说，哎呀，你什么时候可以有时间跟我吃饭？结果你又把这个念头当成里面有他跟有我，是不是这样子？你又把我跟他偷偷的把它加进去了，那这个时候，这个就是你的波罗的心丢在粪坑里面。
So when your mind illuminates or perceives an object, that's the first step. But usually you don't feel that your mind illuminating or perceiving an object. You just say I perceive I. That's the object. You just immediately think that's the object, outside object.And the second step, you give rise to the sensation of pleasure or non-pleasure. And then, but for most people, for that second step, most people will add the self into that. It will say, I feel pleased. I like it. It will add the I, add itself. And the third step, you might give rise to the thought that, oh, I want to have dinner with her. And in that third step, you also add in she and I. You add in all this. And that's those, you know, the function of that mode we call it, you're throwing your precious pearl into toilet.
也就是说我们把自己的想法认为里面我想法里面有他跟有我会不会
So it is to say that in our thoughts we feel there's I and there's other people.
那你这样的操作模式你用般若心操作这样的模式叫做众生之见。
And if you use your true mind to operate in this way, this is what we call the knowing and seeing of the ordinary sentient beings.
不是，是 viewpoint. A viewpoint. Or
oh, viewpoint. Yeah, that's a sentient being's viewpoint.
那你在每一个现象当中都看到只是我的心比如说我现在我的心明我这个话现在我的心明这个色相假设你能够每个当下都这样都看到这样的我明色相然后我明了一个感觉这是第一步、哦、那第二步我明色相的时候明比如说我明你这个脸的时候这个脸就是我的心现在你这种体验的话那你每个当下都能够这样子我明哪里就是心以那个对象为什么不是是以那个相的就是之前我们讲说以那个衣服为代表那就是比如说我明这一个的话那是这一个代表整个宇宙假设你每个明什么东西就以差别来呈现整个宇宙那我明我的话就以我的话来呈现整个宇宙它 也不是对立也不是统一它也不是对立也不是统一它 有统一但是它并不住在统一假设你念念都可以这样子的话那你当下这一念涅槃念念这样子念念涅槃那这样叫如来的自见
So how to correct this What's the right way to operate your true mind? The first step is when your mind illuminates outside phenomenon, when your mind illuminates objects, you know that is your mind, your mind illuminating phenomenon, objects, and sensations. And then, when you perceive the object, you perceive that object representing the whole universe. And every moment to moment, you do not attach to it and you illuminating, your mind illuminating the object, reflecting the emptiness of the whole universe. And then you can, function the wisdom of prajna.
没有 explain in English. 嗯。Whenever, whatever you see is the universe. For example, when you see the cup represent the whole universe, but the cup is the representative. When I say the word, represent all the universe. It's like a model, no? The model wear different dress. So at this moment, the model dress the cup, and the next moment, the model dress the word, and the next moment, the model dress the sensation, and next moment, the model dress the upset sensation. Can you understand that?
Would you say you are perceiving the nature of all objects instead of object itself? Because the nature of the object is the same as the nature of the whole universe. So if you say
对，他就是看着说中文一样，你说。我就说，
如果你刚才描述的是不是说，就你在 observing 或者 perceiving 的过程中，是在你并不是在看单独的一个物或者一个现象或者一个 sensation。而是你在，如果你能观到它的 true nature， 就它的这个，
这个本身就是 true nature， 就是色就是空，这个现象就是空性，你的感觉就是空性，不是还有能观所观，就是它本身就是空性。
So，
欢迎。
我来翻，我知道怎么翻。So basically, the form is, just like the Heart Sutra said, the form is emptiness. And your sensation is emptiness as well in its nature. So there's no duality to say the perceiver and being perceived.
Then, 你看我啊，然后你说我看到你还是一样，我看到你的这一个想法呈现为整个宇宙。
And also, when I see you, the thought of I see you represent the whole universe, present the whole universe.
有听懂吗？那没办法、啊、因为它是呈现整体啦，就整体就是空性嘛，就是化身遍一切处嘛，所以只好讲宇宙啊，不然要讲什么
空性
啊，
讲空性，直接讲空性，
空性，可是空性对他来讲，大家很什么，大家很觉得很抽象啊。
Right, soYeah, so Ling Pusa made a comment, says the universe actually is still a phenomenon. Some people will still think it's a phenomenon, so, but actually Guanyinfa meant to be emptiness or everything. So maybe everything is a better word.
所以马祖道义说我们众生任何时间都在三昧当中穿衣服、说话、起烦恼，连起烦恼都是在三昧当中。
So, 这个三昧可以翻成 true nature, true mind,
也可以 true mind 可以，就是它的三昧，其实它是那种定慧等持的三昧。
Okay, yeah. So, Chan Master, 马祖道一 once said, actually all sentient beings are living, eating, sleeping, living,and even giving rise to vexations in this true mind, in this so-called samadhi with wisdom.
所以你就是被 lay off 的时候，你是被 lay off 的三昧啊。你要摇头了，是不是摇头的三昧？
So in the same way, you could say when you're laid off, you are in the laid off samadhi with wisdom, and when you're nodding, you're in the nodding samadhi of with wisdom. 嗯、
对对，没有错啊，没有错啊，就是佛心、众生心、三无差别啊。 但是就是说这里面哈，就是你一直在找，就是只看到混了、啊，没有看到里面的宝珠。
So someone asked why do you say all sentient beings are constantly in this samadhi with wisdom? What's the difference? And then Guo Yinfa Shi responded, yes, that actually means the Buddha nature, the Buddhas and the sentient beings are no different because we all have this Buddha nature. But the reason that sentient beings are not be able to see that Buddha nature is because you only see the shit that's covering the Buddha nature instead of the true nature.
那里面有一个很关键的地方是，譬如说刚才讲说我们在三昧 ，belly off， 我刚才讲 belly off 是，belly off 对不对？我是在三昧中 belly off， 就这位菩萨就摇摇头，对不对哈？不同意，对不对哈？那我是讲说你是在三昧中摇摇头，对不对哈？啊，这里面的关键点有一个很关键点是，我讲这句话跟他摇摇头有没有关系？但是你认为有关系。
So when I use the example of layoff, being laid off, I said when you're being laid off, you're in the laid off samadhi with wisdom. And some people shook their head. And there's a very crucial point in this. That is, when I said the sentence that you're in the lay of samadhi, and then the second point, then you shook your head. Those two phenomena, are they related? Most people would feel that they are related.
因为我讲一个想到一个那一个，这个是百丈禅师讲的，好像是百丈的样子，就是我们众生都是应混出在应混入，有没有听懂？就是把大便，就是等于是什么，把它搬出来以后再搬进去啊。大家不懂，等一下我就讲几个例子啊，看看你有没有应混出在应混入。
So Chan Master Bai Zhang used to say that for most ordinary sentient beings, we are carrying this shit out and carrying this shit in all the time. So do you understand? If not, I'll give you a few examples to see if you're doing that.
譬如说，譬如说你扶住一个心中的妈妈，这个是 OK 的。那接下来，这妈妈已经消失了，但是你认为她还存在？那你认为她是妈妈啦，最主要是你认为她还存在啊。那你第二念说：“哎呦，我妈妈，这一个怎么可以这样讲啊？”那当你第二句话跟第一句话连在一起的时候，你认为有关系的时候，叫做应混入。没有关系的话叫应混出，那你有关系的时候叫做应，就是把你就再把大便啊，再拉进来。
For example, when you give rise to the image of your mom, which is okay, The image disappeared, but you still feel that the image exists, it still exists. Then you will, then you give rise to the next thought, oh, how could my mom say such things? And that's, you give rise to the second thought. For most people, they will think these two thoughts are connected, and that is when we say you're carrying the shit in.
那我们在打坐的时候，有没有？你身体非常紧张，那你放松了以后，那你说啊，我把身体放松了，这叫做应混入。
Another example is when you're doing the sitting meditation, your body is stiff, and then you try to relax your body, and then you think, oh, my body is relaxed now. That is called carrying the shit in, this the whole process.
我问各位，到底是第一念产生一个紧张的身体，然后第二念，然后你再产生一个放松的身体，还是第二念把第一念的紧张变成放松？
So let me ask you, is it the first thought that you had a thought of the stiff body, and then you have the second thought of the relaxed body? Is it this way or the second way that the relaxed body, the thought of relaxed body replaced the thought of stiff body? Which way is it?
你会不会觉得，譬如我现在紧张了，把它放，然后放松，你会觉得我把身体放松了，还是你是看到我产生一个放松的一个现象，哪一个？啊？我再问看了哈，就是说，我现在很紧张，那我现在放松，你到底是把刚刚的放松呢，还是你这一念产生一个放松的现的那种？现象，是哪一个？
So the difference is that you have the second thought, I relaxed my body, or is that this moment I give rise to relaxed sensation of body?
同样的啊，这个人队友那么差劲了、啊，那好了，我不跟他计较了啦。那同样的啊，你是产生了我不跟他计较的一个想法，还是你第二念去原谅第一念
？So another example would be first thought that you're saying you give rise to a thought that the person is really lousy, and the second thought is, that's okay, I'll let it go, I forgive that person. So between these two thoughts, is that your second thought is forgiving the first thought, or is that you give rise to another thought that I let that go, I forgive that person?
通常我们在讲话的时候，我们是不是第二念是去什么？去提起第一念，对不对？可是，到底是你先出一个第二，就先出一个念头呢，还是你这一念是跟那个念头是算是碰到了哪一个？对，但是我们像你这样回答我，有没有？你会不会觉得你跟我的有没有关系？
So, So for most people, it feels like the second thought is in responding to the first thought, or as if the second thought can touch the first thought. But just like someone answered, it's actually not. You know, second thought is rising on its own cause. So, but when that Shi Ji answered that Fa Shi's question, Fa Shi asked again, so are you responding to my question, that thought?
所以同样的，我再举个例子哈。我从这边走过来，对不对？你们有觉得一个人从这边走过来吗？这我用表演过了，对。然后你看，我们这边用录影机把它照起来，对不对？ 天不是有二十张照片，有没有？第一张有没有跑到第二张去？没有，同样的。
Right. So, Fa Shi just performed the action of walking from here, the point here to there. Do you feel there's a person walking over from here to there? And if you if you're taking pictures, a lot of pictures, and then if you look through all pictures, you will see the picture number one is not going to picture number two. They're all independent each.
Now, when we take the video, when we're walking, we use the video to record it, and you place it in the screen. Then there are 14. Or maybe 20 picture in my first picture go to the second picture. First person go to the second person. No. 对不对？那现在我们也是一样。我们现在我们讲话的时候，你这句话讲了以后，你第二链你认为我第二链是顺着第一链在讲，是讲的，所以你会一直认为你第二链。或是你现前这一链是针对前一链在讲的，结果我们的念头就会什么相续，我们的情绪也会相续。那另外你会把这个念头，你所讲的话，还有你感知的感受，都认为这里面有我，那这个叫应混，应混出应混入是相续，所以你的混就是混出混入，混出混入。
That's so for most people, we always feel that the second thought is responding the first thought, and then it continues. Your thoughts will continue, your emotion continues, and then you will feel in all these continued thoughts and emotions there's a concrete I itself, and that is what the Chan Master Bai Zhang was saying, carrying the shit in and out.
所以下面这个就懂了，有些。知即知心空即见即见性无声、哦、这一个，因为我们这个是跟刚才的知见有关系，可是英文是没有。
So the next two lines are knowing is the knowing of the mind's emptiness and the quiescence. Seeing is the seeing of the unborn self nature.
不过这一个用这样的。在英文才是很难翻、啊、因为 the knowing or seeing is a Chinese translation, but in fact it's a viewpoint, the Buddha's viewpoint. But in the viewpoint, Buddha's viewpoint in Chinese, we call it knowing and seeing. When you knowing, when you see me and know me, 啊，对待我在哪？就是知己知心空即，这翻译好了，因为知己知心空即哈、啊。现在你们看到我叫做知，对不对哈、啊？那你看到我的时候，像是在变动的，对不对？可是。能知道的心是不是什么无相的？所以在每个当下，他看的时候看到相，可是主要的他是化解是心中空寂的心产生相。
So, so knowing and seeing are the direct translation from Chinese words. But here, knowing says is knowing the knowing of the mind's emptiness and the quiescence. That what it means is when you perceive all phenomena are constantly moving and changing, but the ability to perceive is never moving, and that ability the true mind can perceive all that stuff.
就是说你看到你不管你看到听到什么。一个是被你看到的现象，对不对？一个能看到的这个心，他都一直看到，能看到的心是空寂的、无相的。 那个才是真正的我，结果我们是把被看到的相当成我。
So for most people, we mistake the phenomena as self, but actually the true self is when you can perceive, when you can understand the ability to perceive itself is empty, and then that's the true nature.
所以他们自己是什么？他们是内念，我在相当中都看到什么？都看到不动的心，所以他们会禅宗的祖师就讲做什么？终日吃饭什么？不着什么一粒明，因为他们就是每个当下都是看到空性，空性吃空性的什么，空性的嘴巴吃空性的什么米，每天都是空性的嘴巴吃空性的米，所以是什么没有吃到一粒明。
So for Chan masters, they are able to perceive in every moment that.They are able to perceive directly all phenomena are empty. That's why they say, even though you eat all your life, you actually never even touch a grain. You never touch a grain because the phenomenon of eating and the phenomena of the rice are all empty in their self nature.
那有知的呢？The emptiness of grain, the emptiness of the mouth, is the emptiness of grain. Grain, rice. So, you eat all day long, but you didn't eat a grain or rice. 一样啊，终日说话不着什么。没有收到一个字也是一样，就是你在说话的时候，你看到是空性，只是空性穿着那个语言的衣服，但是他看到空性本身什么都没穿，就无相。所以他们就是什么，知道我的心一直在空寂的状态，无相的状态。
And the same as You talk all day long, but you never really talk because it's just like the emptiness, the true nature of emptiness is wearing a garment of language.
我们在讲话的时候，你讲一句话，你没有看到这句话是用心讲的，而且你只看到话的内容。那第二练的时候，第二句话的时候。在讲的时候，前面刚才那一个字已经消失了，结果你认为有关系，你认为有关系，那我们的注意力都放在那一个讲话的内容，结果你只看到像，看不到每个当下都是用空性的真心产生有像的话，你唯一没有看到就没有唯一没有看到就是空性，就是用空性讲话。用空性看，但是唯一你就是只看到什么？看到相啊？那为什么看不到空性？因为太近了。听得懂吗？太近了。空性跟话连在一起了啦。
So for most people, when you speak, first you don't understand.It's your true mind that is talking. You use your true mind to talk. You only focus on the content of your speech. That is a phenomenon. And the second is when you speak several words, several sentences, the first one actually already disappeared when you say the second word, but you don't feel this way. You feelThe second word is connected to the first word, and they are all connected. What do you say? Are all connected. So your focus, your emphasis is on the content of your talk. And so you don't understand it, you're using the true mind to perform the function of talk, and only focus on the content of the speech to that phenomenon part. And why is that? Why don't you perceive the emptiness of the whole talk? Was because the phenomenon and the ability to perceive, they're too close, right, for most people.
它就有点像是在波浪里面看不到海水，因为太近了。
It's just like, in waves you don't see water because they are too close.
还有就是什么？他们叫做终日行春不知春，有没有？就春天呢，你在找春天嘛，就最后才发觉啊，原来这个什么树枝哈、哦、长起来叫做春天了、啊，有没有？就在春天就在现象当中啊，不是离开现象也还有一个春天，有没有
？It's also like, you have been seeking for spring for a while, but you actually already in the spring, you don't know. So there's no such spring.Apart from the spring that you're already in.
也就是说，没有你这个心，你能够讲话吗
？That is to say that, without the true mind, are you able to talk?
啊，是不是这颗心在讲话？这颗心在辨别讲话的内容
？Is it that your true mind?Is performing this talk and be able to discerning the differences of your talk.
那是不是这颗心在讲说这就是我
？Isn't this true mind saying this is self?
好，那我问你，这就是我是这句话是我还是能够讲这句话的是我
？So let me ask you: Is this the content of this is I? Is the I or?Is the ability to say that sentence the true self?
好，我说我就是这样的人呐、啊，你想怎么样？请问，是这句话是你呢，还是能讲这句话是你
？And when you say, "Well, I am this type of person," what do you want? When you say this, is this content?Is you or is actually the ability to say this sentence that is you?
好，一样，我非常的痛苦，是讲这句话的，还是感觉痛苦的这个现象是你，还是能感觉的是你
？Same as when you say that I am suffering, is that the sentence that I am suffering referring to you or the ability to perceive that you're suffering you?Or the ability is you.
所以刚才讲说，知己知心空即，就心本身是空的、无相的。那见呢？见到说，我们这个空性，它的见性哈、哦，我们的空性产生现象的时候，空性有没有产生什么东西？所以它无声。
So, knowing is the knowing of the mind, emptiness and quiescence. Seeing is the seeing of the unborn self nature.When there are phenomena, is that emptiness produce such phenomena?
对不对？还有，就是因为这样子，知见昏明，不依不异。你的没有，不用了，不用了。我们的海水跟波浪啊，是一呢？还是不是一？是一呢？还是不是一
？So the next line says, when knowing and seeing is distinctly clear, these two are neither the same nor different. For example, just like waves and water, are they the same or different?
对对，就是你不能讲说海水跟波浪是一样的，对不对？不能这样讲，对不对？你说它不一样也是很奇怪的，对不对？它只是有形状的海水而已嘛，哦，波浪是不是有形状的海水？
Right.
那海水也是没有形状的波浪嘛，是不是？好，空性就是海水，现象就是波浪。
所以你把空性，不管是海水或者是波浪，它本身
波浪是现象。
So, for example, the example of waves and water, you can't say the waves and the waters are the same because that would be strange. And then if you can also, you can say the waves and water are different because waves are just waters in different shapes. And water is just, you know, a wave, one wave, there's no, one no shape wave that is water. So here we are using water to illustrate the true emptiness of true nature and the different shapes of waves referring to all kinds of phenomena.
所以就是什么，就是性跟现象，我们空性跟现象，它是不一不异。所以我们的心经有讲什么，色不异是吗？空不异色，那色即是空，空即是色。
That's why we say the phenomena and emptiness are neither the same nor different. This is the same in accordance with what Heart Sutra says. The form is emptiness and emptiness is form.
所以在点头的时候是身体点头，心有没有点头？
So I see people nodding. When you're nodding, is that your body is nodding or your mind? Is your mind nodding?
所以 你要讲的比较精准一点，就是我这个身体在点头，我这个心没有点头。
So to say it precisely, it is your body is nodding, but your mind didn't.
嗯，有。没有错啊，没有错。但是从心来讲，他没有，他无相嘛，他没有什么点头不点头。可是身体是有点头的现象啊。
Yeah, 法师 you're right in that way, but because the mind is formless, so the mind cannot be nodding. So it's your body that has a form that is nodding.
它产生一个点头的现象，那你不能讲说我、哦、心有点头啊。无相的怎么会有？你说虚空，虚空它点头吗？没有啊。
That's the true mind and emptiness. It's just like the empty space. You can say because it's formless, it can be nodding.
但是现象是有的啊，就是海水有点头的海水啊。你不能讲有点头的波浪，你不能说有点头的海水啊。
It's just like we can shape a form of waves as nodding, but you can say the water is not nodding.
所以在后面就是说，因为不依不异，所以我们动即常妙。我们能够动即，就是有在动叫做动，那没有动叫做即，即静的即，它是永远是什么？妙就是什么？它永远无相，但是它永远叫做什么？我们叫做真空妙有，产生无穷尽的功能。因为它无相，所以才能够产生种种功能。
These two are neither the same nor different. For this reason, activity and stillness are eternally wondrous. So here, the wondrous is because it is formless. So the mind can perform unlimited functions.
我们小时候的身体跟现在的身体，请问小时候的身体还在不在？
So when we grow up, we had the body as a child, and now you had this body of as a grown up. So what about the body of a child? Is it still exist?
没有嘛，哈，已经不在了嘛，哈。昨天的身体还在不在？
Yes, the body of a child no longer exists. Then what about your body of yesterday? Does it still exist?
没有嘛哈。早上你从家里面出来，那个身体还在不在？
Right, the body didn't exist. So how about your body that you're coming from home? You used coming from home. Does that body still exist?
不 不在了嘛，对不对？那你为什么讲说你从家里面来？
That body no longer exists. So, how, why would you say that you're coming from home?
啊？有没有听懂？ Why you say you come from the phone? Yeah. The body in your house disappear. Why you say you come from? It's like me, you know? This is home, and I walk here. This is the chain CMC. Disappear. And you say I go same. Am I 听懂？我们这个因为这样的运作叫做应问出应问路。
So this is what, if you feel that you're coming from home of, or if you think there's about, Fa Shi just walked from here to there, then that is called, what we call carrying the shit in and out.
我坐在这边，对不对？你都这么想嘛，对不对？
Do you feel that I was walking there and then I came back to seat? Do you feel that way?
所以你在这样讲的时候，你就是认为身体就是我，对不对？
Because when you feel that way, you're really taking this physical body as 法师。
是不是？那等一下我突然间心脏发作了，你为什么讲说我死了？我没有啊，身体还在这边啊，怎么死的？没有啊。
And for the next moment, if I have a heart attack and become dead,Why would you say I'm dead? Because my body is still here.
没有化解，就是你把身体当成我，那为什么讲的说我死了？你顶多说我不能动了，那你是死的。
Do you see my point? So if you really take the body as I, when I had a heart attack and died, why do you say I'm dead? At most, you can only say the body is not moving anymore.
那你看了，从这边走到这边，这边相当于你的家，对不对？走到 CMC， 再走到这边来，对不对？请问是什么东西让这个身体走过来的
？So, when you say that, I move from here to there, and you move from your home to Chan Meditation Center today, what is making you move?
对呀、啊。那你的心无相的心有来吗？所以叫没来没去啊，是诸法空相，不生不灭啊，不垢不净的，身上还没来没去，什么都不可以。
Yes, because the mind does not move, so that's why there's sutra saying there's no coming and no going.
就是因为我们的心性是什么，就像。我们的心性因为就像电脑的荧幕，它什么都没有，可以它可以什么，可以让那些滑什么，不是滑什么族的，现在有没有滑稽族的，现在正在滑的那个叫什么，有没有新名称出来了
？Touch screen。
他们说什么低头族了，应该是什么？还有。有些人他不低头，他是这样子，但是滑稽族啦。Emma， 你看，电脑就是一个荧幕，它什么东西都没有，对不对？滑稽族为什么能够整天在里面？因为它无穷尽的什么功能？其实手机的功能也没有我们的心的功能多。没有差太多了，可能万分都比不到一分。
So, our mind is just a computer screen. It has nothing, but yet it can have unlimited functions. It's just like modern times. So many people are addicted to cell phone screens, a computer screen, the touch screen, and you see people that are touching the screens all day long and.Very attached to it, very absorbed into those screens. Why? Because even though the screen itself has nothing, but it can perform unlimited functions. That's why people are very attached to it. So compared to the true mind has much, much more functions than what a computer screen can perform.
他们在滑手机，为什么不来滑空性？
So when people are constantly using the touch screen, why don't you try to touch the screen of emptiness?
因为他们是 LKK。是智障啊，智障啊。LK 就是老哭哭啊，
听不懂，
就是老哭哭，可以怎么讲，老哭哭用手机就是不会用叫智障啊。对啊，就是这样子。但是老括号怎么讲？老都不像话这样子，就是很老老老老老老老老了这样子。你讲老老老了，那、啊、因为他们很迟钝啊，所以不会用手机，叫做智障啊。他们只会用智障的手机，智慧型不会用。智慧型的手机他们不会用，他们用智障型的手机，就是很简单的手机叫智障啊。
So there is a phrase in Taiwanese that saying when people are getting very, very old, very senior people, because they're so old, they're very sort of very slow and even retarded. So they can only use very simple function cell phones. They can use those smartphones.
所以那个手机，其实手机还有电脑是模仿人脑。那人脑的只是空性的一个很什么很有限的功能。
So actually, those computers or cell phones are trying to mimic the human brain, the human mind, but actually it only represent maybe very very small portion of what human mind can do.
所以就是如果你会滑空性哦，滑空性哦，那你就什么？你就不会受制于每一次在什么，你不会就不会应混入应混出的这种模式啊，这就是就智障啊，现在我们大部分都是智障啊。
So if you are able to understand how to make use of the unlimited functions of the true mind,the emptiness mind, then you won't be so slow, retarded, and just like those people.
因为我们的心性就是这么美妙，就无穷的美妙，它从来没不会有障碍的，只是不会用的人是不会是用的人不会而产生障碍，并不是手机有障碍。并不是空性有障碍。
Because the true mind is the function of the true mind is so wondrous and there's no obstructions for whatsoever. If you encounter obstructions, it is you have this obstructions. It's not the true mind has obstructions. It's just like the cell phone, the smartphone are, the functions of smartphone are good, but if you don't know how to use it, you are obstructed by yourself, not because of the smartphone.
我们在就是在平常的生活当中会就是不知道我们的空性手机那么好用，那每次只是都是一直重复的用某一些就是很有限的功能，那比如说有没有越想越气，有没有越想越气，是不是你自导自演，你自导自演，但是你会认为别人让你生气，对不对？别人让你生气，是不是你自己的想法？然后你讲给人家听，然后那另外一个人也是智障的，听的人也是智障的。 讲的人智障，那听的人也是智障。
So if we continue to use the analogy that the two mind is just like a very smart phone, and in that way we only know, for most people we only know how to use very very limited functions of that phone. For example, most people will say, most people will have this experience saying, the more I think about it, the more the angrier I get. So actually, on this, that you orchestra the whole thing. You directed it and you perform it yourself. But you will feel that it's because of other people make you angry. And that is, isn't that a thought that you give rise to? And then you vent it out to other people. It's just like one retarded people talking to another retarded.
I have a question. You said that as a child, the body, it leaves, right? But the mind, it continues to grow within this body. It continues to develop within this body. And as you get older, your mind gets accustomed to this body, this older version of you, right? And you start losing memory. Maybe you don't, like you said, you're not as sharp as you were when you were young. So in a way, isn't the mind connected to the body because it's growing old with the body?
这位菩萨的意思是说，他刚法师讲到小时候的身体是不是已经不存在，但他认为小时候身体就是他认为他的心好像在还存在，跟着身体一起在变化，是适应身体的变化，所以到现在现在到最后，虽然你记忆可能老了或者迟钝了，但是我觉得他的意思就是身体和心都有持续性、连续性，从过去小的一直变到后来老的。So you mean the body and the mind growing up, they are continuous, right?
Right.
They are connected. You mean?
Right. And in the sense that the mind is now like the body has to get used to this mind. You know, it's now an older body. You know, it's now weaker. The body is now weaker. It's all.Again, is it all by the mind? I mean, that's where I was getting confused at.
所以他说，是不是说等你身体变老了以后，比如说你变得虚弱了，然后你的心要去适应你这个变老的虚弱的身体？就是他的心，
yes,
他的
yes,
对
yes, perfect.
心怎么会变老？
Yeah, mind won't grow.
心不会老，也不会年轻，心从来都是无相的，是想法。
So far I said, yeah, the mind doesn't grow old. It's the thought. Your thoughts might corresponding to you, the conditions of your body.
我们把想法当成能想的心啊。
Because the thoughts are not the mind. The thought that, oh, I'm weaker now, I lost something, I need to adapt it to this body, that's are just thoughts. Those are not mind.
就心是一个无形无相，就有点无形无相可以产生种种功能，就像有点像是地心引力啊，它无形无相，可是东西掉下来，东西都会什么，它都会从上面掉下来啊。
So the mind is formless and it functions more like a gravity. So whenever there's something drops, it will fall. That's the law of gravity, and the mind has its own natural flaw. It's formless in a sense that like gravity.
所以这一个在讲到这种心性跟就是讲开了就是其实就只有两样东西啊，就是性跟现象，空性跟现象。那这边叫做理跟事，理就是空性，然后现象就是事。那理事皆如如，就是空性还有现象，全部都是什么？现在有点在讲就是什么？全如其实也是空性哦。现在就是这个样子哈、哦。那他有点就是在讲什么呢？讲海水跟什么跟波浪 其实全部都是海水。
And the next line says the principle and the phenomena as suchness are just as they are. So here, the principle refers to the nature, the self emptiness, the emptiness nature, and the phenomena refers to just all kinds of phenomena. Just like the water and the waves, the water would be the principle that represents true nature, and the waves would be like all sorts of phenomena.
所以这个能够下面后面说，如果能够通达的话，就理事无碍哈。我们的心性，不管你觉得有没有障碍，它永远是没障碍的。
So the last line here says, "This is the thorough penetration of all places and the non-obstruction between principle and the phenomena." So if you even you feel there's obstructions in real life, actually there's no obstructions in this.You know, in the sense of the emptiness, the self nature.
然后你现前这一念去连接前一念，你这样运作，可是你的心还是什么？前一念的心已经变成现一念了，它不会因为你去连接，其实它变成是连在一起的，不会的。
So.Even though you operate in the mode of connecting all your thoughts together and you feel your present thought is responding to the previous thought, even though you feel this way, in reality, your true mind still functions as each thought at each moment and they are not connected.
Huh? 用中文好了。用英文我还要再请他翻译一次。
没有，我的问题可能稍微从你讲的东西稍微有点偏题，但是我一直很好奇一件事情，就是说比方我们在 meditation 的时候，我们总是 training 说 do one thing at one time, like eat when you eat, sleep when you sleep。 那从你刚才讲的这个 model 或者这些所有东西来说，那为什么 multitasking 是件不好的事，就或者说我们为什么要 try to train the mind do stay with one thing at a time？
So there's a question that during the meditation retreat we are always taught that doing one thing at a time. So why don't we try to multitasking then if the mind is function have many functions?
你任何时间你只是做一件事情呢，你不可能做两件事情呢。
That because at that moment you can only, at one.Particularly given a moment, you can only do one thing. You can't really do two things at the same time.
那叫你 一件时间做一件事情，你比较知道说，原来我每一件时间都做一件事情而已啦。你有办法一个时间讲两个字吗？
We train you to do one thing at a time is just to let you know that actually you can only do one thing at a time. Can you say two words at the same time?
你可以同时摇头，同时又不摇头吗？
Can you nodding and shaking your head at the same time?
你只能够就是这一秒钟摇头，下一秒钟不摇头吗？
The best you could do is you can nod for one second and shake your head for next.
所以叫你一个时间做一件事情，比较容易体验说原来。其实是你啊，你说什么？我什么一边
刷手机一边打电脑一边看那一个？
请问你一次做几件事情
？So the training is actually really to make you realize when you holding on your cell phone and also staring at the computer screen and the typing, are you really doing all these things at the same time or are you doing one by one?
你的心明手机明电话，你就没有办法明电脑。你明电脑的时候，你就没有明，就是你的注意力注意哪里，就不会那一个。它都是现象，永远是什么一个一次出现一次。你可以同时，比如说我同时看到什么，看到手机，听到手机的声音，然后看到现象，对你来讲，它还是一个，是一个一个荧幕。三个对象，但是它都是只是一个什么，就是一次的，就是什么， 每一次都是一次而已啦，就是说等于是相片有没有，这一张相片每次就出来一张相片，不可能一张相片突然间变成两张相片啦，有没有听懂？
So using that example, when you listen to your cell phone staring at your computer screen and typing, actually it's just like three pictures. You're taking three pictures. First one's the listening, your cell phone. The second one is staring at the computer screen. And the third is the picture of the whole thing. But actually at one given moment, you can only, your mind can only pay attention to or shed light on one particular picture. You can't do multiple at the same time.
等于是你一次，等于是就是那个什么，你的心只能够什么碰触一个东西啊，只是你它碰触了很快，那你让你以为你一个时间可以做很多事，不是？但你也是，那你那是镜头不一样，但是你那个还是同一个东一个心。我是换广角的镜头，我是换什么这个 spotlight 的，只是镜头换而已啊，那个心都是一次嘛。要让你的心，因为你的心已经乱七八糟了，你这个东西你听不懂的，所以要让你的心先做一件事情才知道。
Because when audience further clarified what Fashi meant, using that analogy of listening to cell phone staring the computer screen, so usually the state of mind for ordinary sentient beings are very scattered.So we feel like we are multitasking. That is because our attention moves very fast from one thing to another. Like for maybe for half a second, you're listening to the cell phone, and next second you're staring at a computer screen. Because it moves so fast, you feel as if you were multitasking. But actually still, at one given moment, you're still doing one thing. And then, Han Yu further clarified his questions, that is,you know, the function mind as if we are using different telescope to see the world. You could zoom in, or you could zoom out, or you could change the scope of the telescope. And Fashi said the purpose of training that doing one thing at a time at the retreats are to help you to realize that you actually can only do one thing at a time.Otherwise, your mind is so scattered, you don't even aware of that.
好，一般人就是能散乱，没办法专一。
Because for most people, it's very hard to train the scattered mind to be focused mind.
还有就是能乱想，你叫他不要想，他就做不到，有没有？
And also, their mind tend to wander around all the time, and it's very hard to ask them not to wander away.
但是就是因为我们的心本来就是无碍的，你必须要训练一下子才发觉你的心是可以乱想的，也可以突然间不想。但是我们不知道怎么操作啦，不是手机有问题啊，是操作的人智障啊。
So actually, our mind is capable of doing both, being scattered and being very focused. our mind is capable of those both. But for ordinary beings, if we're not trained, well-trained, we're only capable of scattered mind and not able to be easily switched to the focused mind. So that's a problem of, you know, just like in the analogy of cell phone users. That's a problem of the cell phone users itself, not the problem of the smartphone.
就要跟大家分享啊，你手机乱用啊，有一天这个智慧型的手机会坏掉啊，但是空性啊，你乱用，它空性绝对不会故障的。
Okay, the last sharing point is, if you playing your cell phone, smartphone too hard, one day your cell phone will die. But your true mind, no matter how hard you play, it will never die away.
还有就是说你困难重重啊，但是你的空性哦，永远是无障碍、没困难的、啊。你记住这样就好了。
And also remember, even though you feel you're in a deep difficulties, you're facing a tremendous difficulties, your true self, your true nature is never be obstructed.
啊，那比较半离啦。你非常忧郁，你的空性从来不忧郁。
And also, if you feel depressed, your true mind is never depressed.
所以回到空心，你就化解，就是你是什么无穷尽的功能啊。
So when you are able to return to the emptiness nature, you feel that the emptiness nature has a wondrous and unlimited functions.
好，今天讲的超过了，阿弥陀佛。
Okay. Oh, it's past time already.
我们下面好不容易把它等待两次，就可以把它讲完了。
There will be two more times to finish this poem.